Blifwyck is in its second year of a three-year grant from the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative, a federal program dedicated to cleaning up and restoring habitat. Environmental biologist Sarah Moses says for the first time in 6 years, they've been able to put together a new map which gives individual fish consumption advisories by color-coding more than 300 inland lakes.
We had 10 that now have slightly stricter consumption, meaning that we're finding that the mercury levels are a little higher than when we tested before, but at the same time, there's 11 that are slightly less strict, so it's really 50-50.
Moses says Blifwyck has been sampling fish for mercury for nearly a quarter of a century. They're also comparing their findings with Michigan, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and the EPA. Some of those studies show mercury is on the increase.
It's good that they haven't been going up steeply, but even at the lower levels that we see now compared to, say, in the 70s or the 80s when they were really at their peak, they're still high enough to trigger consumption advisories in just about every state in the nation. So we really hope to someday get to the level where there's unrestricted fish consumption.
Moses believes stricter emission controls are decreasing the amount of mercury coming into the Great Lakes from the air, but she says researchers are not finding a similar decline in mercury in the fish. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.